If asked the question, do all paths lead to God, how would you answer? Before answering, consider the following. Proverbs 14:12 says, there is a way which seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. John 14:6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh unto the Father but by me. Acts 4:12, and in none other is there salvation. For neither is there any other name under heaven that is given among men wherein we must be saved. Jude 3, beloved, while I was given diligence to write unto you of our common salvation, I was constrained to write unto you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered unto the saints. Galatians 1, 6-10. I marvel that ye are so quickly removing from him that called you in the grace of Christ unto a different gospel, which is not another gospel, only there are some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we, or an angel from heaven, should preach unto you any gospel other than that which we preached unto you, let him be anathema. As we have said before, so say I now again, if any man preacheth unto you any gospel other than that which ye received, let him be anathema. For am I now seeking the favor of men or of God? Or am I striving to please men? If I were still pleasing men, I should not be a servant of Christ. Galatians 5:7. Ye were running well. Who hindered you that ye should not obey the truth? Colossians 2:8-10. Take heed lest there shall be any one that maketh spoil of you through his philosophy and vain deceit, after the traditions of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Obviously, all paths do not lead to God. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett, encouraging you to remember the words of the Apostle Paul to the young evangelist Timothy, saying, preach the word, be urgent in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort, with all longsuffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure the sound doctrine, but, having itching ears, will heap to themselves teachers after their own lust, and will turn away their ears from the truth, and turn aside unto fables. 2 Timothy 4:2-4.